This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. An Ethiopian Airlines flight from Addis Ababa crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday morning, killing all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
A spokesman for Ethiopian Airlines says among the dead are 32 Kenyans and 17 Ethiopians, while 31 other nationalities were also among those on board. It's not immediately clear what caused the crash of the Boeing 737-8 MAX plane, which was new and had been delivered to the airline in November. The state-owned Ethiopian Airlines calls itself Africa's largest carrier and has ambitions of becoming the gateway to the continent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top national security advisor says President Donald Trump would be pretty disappointed if North Korea were to launch a new rocket or missile test. Some experts believe Kim could be preparing to do so. Speaking on ABC's This Week, John Bolton would not confirm reports based on commercial satellite imagery that North Korea is making moves. He did say he would not be surprised by anything North Korea does. Following Trump's summit with Kim almost 2 weeks ago.
Nothing in the proliferation game surprises me anymore. I think Kim Jong-un has a very clear idea where the president stands, what the objectives the president's trying to achieve are.
Bolton says the U.S. government is watching North Korea constantly. Passengers and crew members on board a Turkish Airlines flight bound for New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport experienced extreme turbulence over the Atlantic Ocean Saturday. 30 people suffered bumps, bruises, cuts, and a broken leg before the flight landed safely. An airplane crash in Colombia Saturday morning killed all 12 people aboard the aircraft. This is VOA News. Armed assailants attacked an Ebola treatment center in Congo Saturday, less than a week after it reopened following a previous attack. The attack in Butembo left one police officer dead and several workers injured. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus visited the center several hours later and encouraged healthcare workers to continue their efforts.
And on security, of course, securitization is not good and it cannot happen. We should rely on community ownership and mobilization. But at the same time, we have to keep our responders, you and all partners, safe from attacks by some armed groups.
Congo's health ministry has warned the attacks in Butembo and on another treatment center in Katwa last month can lead to a significant upsurge in new Ebola cases. Anti-government protesters clashed with security forces Saturday at a designated rally site in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas. Demonstrators venting frustration over a nationwide power outage and the effects of years of economic and political instability. As supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido gathered on Avenida Victoria, chanting USA, USA, they also yelled murderers at riot police. Police later withdrew from the area. Protester Carlos Fontal saying, "We are tired of not having electricity. We are tired of not having food. We are tired of repression. We are tired of the lack of transportation. All calamities gathered together." President Nicolas Maduro's Socialist Party called for a rival demonstration to protest what it maintains as the United States' imperialistic approach toward the oil-rich country. The U.S. has placed crippling oil sanctions against the government in efforts to cut off its sources of funding. Searchers have spotted the bodies of two climbers from Britain and Italy and Pakistan days after the pair disappeared while trying to scale one of the largest peaks in the world. Tom Ballard and Daniele Nardi were caught in bad weather about 2 weeks ago while attempting to climb Nanga Parbat, nicknamed Killer Mountain, using a route that has never successfully been completed. Ballard is the son of British climber Alison Hargreaves, the first woman to scale Mount Everest alone. Officials in Myanmar say an attack by militants in Rife-torn Rakhine State has killed 9 people. The Saturday night attack took place in a village about 50 kilometers north of the Rakhine State capital, Sitwa. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.